Good morning, Jules and gents. Today is March 25th, 2022, you know, Friday.
What's up, Jules and gents?
I know I could have came in with a lot more energy, but honestly, I had a couple brain farts there we did for the past couple of recordings. I'm just be honest. I'm just going to be 100% honest.
It's just another drowsy day in Cleveland. That's all it is.
It really is. It's like raining still.
Oh my goodness. I had just taken the bus up here. Oh my God. The bus driver want to run past me, bro.
So literally, rude.
I had to pick up my pants and run after the bus because they dumbass got stuck at a red light. I'm like, oh yeah, I got you, bitch.
It makes you wish it was still warm, doesn't it?
Don't talk about it. It's Cleveland bipolar weather.
But today, we will be talking about a very important subject. Like all of our subjects, but this one is especially important because for you models, we are telling you what to look out for. Scams and villainy and all the little things that they try to catch you with.
The little dark nooks and crannies of the industry. Every, you know, industry got little dark secrets, dark nicks and nannies that, you know, they try to hide from us. But we be making sure that everyone is informed with these situations because they can get pretty dangerous and some of them can put you back financially years.
Oh man, listen, we're not going to talk about that. You know, if they catch you, you know, you gotta reach out for help sometimes, you know? But, first part of this topic, all right? Fake agencies, they're out there. They be creeping like little ninjas in the night. Us, we you know, we stand out in the crowd because we know what we doing, but it's all right. But it's many ways that they try to ensnare you, try to get you to pay, give them money without them actually having to do anything. And we're going to highlight some of them. Let's start with A. The one that irritates me the most is if they tell you that you have to use this photographer.
Mm-hmm.
This one photographer for them to accept you. Then that's a lie in three quarters. I don't know any actual model agency that is just like, oh, you need to use this one right here. Now, they may ask for a difference, a style to show, you know, how you are as a model. Sure. But never just one photographer. No. Because you have to work with a multitude of photographers throughout
your whole career, basically, is working with a different photographer. I'd be surprised. Like, there's some models that really do go back to, like, you know, other photographers like Jay Alex. He has his regular
that is very
so
true.
You might like the photographer's artwork and everything, so you're gonna want to work with more than, you know, like try to work with that photographer as much as you can, but you're meant to work with as many people as you can in that part of the business.
Imagine an alternate universe that you had to use a one particular, like some type of fixer or something. Like you needed like this one photographer to get, you know, this one problem solved.
You looking for a good Badar shoot? You gotta go to this photographer. Yeah, I'm telling you, like we only accept like professional photos from this photographer. Like that's cutting off the model from, you know, doing her networking, and that also cuts off photographers to show their work to others, to, you know, get their work out there. That cuts off avenue right there.
Red flag number one, ladies and gentlemen. Second red flag, exclusive casting. And when I say this, exclusive casting, first and foremost, like, of course, you're going to be, you know, offer different jobs as a model and this, that, and the third. But if people just off that bragging to you, just like, yeah, I can get you a job with Jay-Z or Beyonce or Kanye.
You're definitely going to be modeling some Gucci, maybe a little Chanel here and there. Oh, you know, we got to touch Victoria's Secret real quick. You know,
off bat. Now, if someone says later on, as you build up your portfolio and you build up your notoriety, hey, I got a gig for you over here, you know, blase, blase, like something like that.
Right.
That is legible as opposed to just right off bat, like, oh yeah, no, you're gonna be a star. Like, oh,
like for like more of an example, like during All Star Weekend, it might have been very hard to tell because it was so much going on in the city. It was so much money. People were all types of celebrities were here. So it would have been a good time for these scammers, these cheap mother, to get away with that kind of stuff. But yeah, definitely saying that, like, hey, I got this deal for you to model in this show for, You could have, but that's more the example. Like, it seems too good to be true. It might be.
Way too good to be. I mean, but like for All-Star Weekend, it was a lot of people. It was a lot. So, like, you know, if you were that lucky, then
true.
Then Lord have mercy. Red flag number whatever. I'm not even keeping count. It's a lot of red flags. So I'm not even gonna lie. The agency wants you to pay them. Now, this one is very iffy. All right. This one in our earlier days, because we didn't know how it worked. All right.
Well, you learn from experience.
People paid us. But, you know, I don't think anybody had a problem with that, because we were just, it was so low. And then on top of that, it was like we were doing a lot.
Yeah.
We were doing a lot. And
we were doing shoots like almost every other day.
Yeah, no, like almost every other day. Damn, we literally shot every day.
That was my phone dropping.
Like every day. Like every single, I feel like for a couple of weeks in the year, we were booked from Monday to Friday at the very least. And maybe even worse than that. Especially in our old studio space.
Definitely.
Oh man, like good old days. But if they wanted you to pay like hundreds of dollars,
I need my soundboard. Red flag.
red flag. Just hundreds of dollars. They didn't even have it. Even like set you up with it to have you.
They
talk
don't
to
have a photographer there. They don't have a makeup artist. Oh, they don't have nothing. They just, or not nothing, but like
close to nothing. Like they not pitching anything to you.
They're
like,
they don't have any assets for you to use from
them. Yeah, it's kind of slow. That's really slow. And especially considering nowadays you pay for your photographer one way or the other, no matter what. You kind of have to, if they have a photographer that wants to give you a free photo shoot, you know, just to, you know, a test shoot.
Right, to build his portfolio, their portfolio, whatever, and get your, your portfolio started. It's portfolio for portfolio.
Yeah, it's like trade work, you know, it's just more logical to, yeah, no, it just doesn't make sense in my brain. Promise big salary. They guarantee you work, just if it's put out for... Oh, they rush you to sign contracts. Now, this one, this is where you need to use context clues. And I mean, like, actual contract. Like, you need to read the contract.
Yes.
And look, not for the pay off the bat. Because
and so have another person look over whatever they give you.
Yeah, my lawyer, stay ready. Don't, I got like 3-4. Don't
always gotta have one in your back pocket.
We don't talk about why I have 3-4 lawyers, but like, you know, I promise I'm not up to anything nefarious, but you know.
He says this, but you know, he said this and he must be, take his word for it. We
I need
my soundboard.
Man, listen.
Subscribe to that Patreon, yeah. Please, y'all.
Please.
Let's take a real quick moment just to say, like, please, if you want to help us continue this work without charging our models, because we're not scammers, we need support. We need support. And so that's why we have Patreon. Patreon is just $3 a month, I believe. Is it?
It starts off at $3 a month. If you want to be a bougie, be a bougie friend of ours and to go to that $10, I much appreciate it. You feel me? You know, the
amazing good work is on there. Amazing good.
Oh man, listen, St. Patty's Day. St. Patty's Day set it off. It's not even on there.
And
yet,
you know the crazy part? You have to show me the Black Lives Matter shirt.
Oh yeah,
I have not seen those.
Oh, and shit. I'll pull them up after this. I'll pull them up. These links are about to be in the description of this, because apparently, you know, I haven't been really sharing, apparently.
Oh, gosh.
Because Aaliyah making the same comment, just like, where are all these pictures? I'm just like, they're on Patreon. If you're not subscribed to the Patreon, I don't know what you're doing.
You see a lot of the fire.
Let me stop talking, because I know they're tired of us fucking mentioning
this. This was brought to you by Friday. Wild Beauty. And also a not sponsored by Hugh Bank Company.
Alright, so let's get back to these
So one of the last major red flags, and I personally, like, this could just people be being people trying to brag about their success. And unless they have the receipts for these success, then I would quickly dismiss them. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, oh, I've worked with this, that, and a third. I've been here, I've been there. They could have been here and they could have been there. But did they really work with these people? Right. You'll never actually know.
Are they credible in their sources?
Yes, are they? Are they credible? Word of the day, credible. Maybe we should have a word of the day. I just thought about that.
Maybe.
Well, that's something to think about. If they're not credible on their sources, just cut them. Just cut them. Because they're making false guarantees and all that. So, like, just push them out the way. Just push it out the way. I think that was the second to last. The last red flag is don't pay for anything that don't make sense. If you're paying for, all the things, we're about to list off all the things as a model that you should, like, from the agency or around the agency, you should pay for it, just as a clear listing. First and foremost, you can pay for your first photo shoot, your first test shoot. That is a possibility, unless you find a photographer good enough to give you a free test shoot. You know, that's one thing. Your portfolio, and I mean the physical copy, you pay for that. That is something that you pay for, because that's expensive. Paper is expensive. That gloss on the paper, the book, especially if it's with their logo on it, they need you to pay for that, because that's some expensive stuff right there. Clothes, obviously.
Office, trust me, we know.
Yeah, we know. We know. I mean, unless they have spares just laying around, which, you know, sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. I kind of do. Like, I got a few outfits in the ready, you feel me? But, like, true, nothing outlandish like that. So, I would definitely, go to the last video if you want a full synopsis of everything that models go through financially.
The struggles of a model. I need my
something. So, that being said, when we're talking about going into agency, it is something you need to be wary of. And that is whether if it's a model agency or a program / school. Because if it's a school, right, you do, most people will say you have to pay for it, right? But if they're saying, right, and this is another, it's multiple red flags throughout everywhere. If they say that you need to go to this model school and, you can't be one of our models without going to this school, this exclusive school, then something's up, because nobody actually does that.
It's not like a fraternity type deal or whatever. You can only be here if you was a part of,
hey, don't get me started. I thought about it back in the day. I was just like, Stump the Yard, it really had
you going. I was the honey person.
Really?
Yeah, I like honey one, honey two.
Understandable. I mean, like, it was for everybody, but it's still a thing. But that being said, if they have you paying for school and that's not just an option, then it's a problem. It's a serious problem. Yeah, unless it's underneath their brother and sister agency. I just thought about that. Now, if it's underneath their, and their brother and sister agency handles new incoming,
so if they, models, if you apply for this agency, but they're like, hey, we only are accepting models from our sister company.
Yeah.
Or you have to go through our brother company first, which is
Yeah.
Understand.
That makes sense.
And that makes it more of a, like, a corporation type, umbrella type situation.
Yeah, no. And that, I mean, like, that's fair, but I don't even think people do that. So, like, watch out. Just watch out. Just be cognizant.
Ask as many questions. There's no such thing as a dumb question.
And if you have a bad feeling.
Trust your intuition.
Please. Lord have mercy, please. Because model schools are, like, are exclusive. I know a few. Because some of the top models have their own model schools now, which is fucking phenomenal. When we're not talking about America's Top Model, we're talking about lower down on the totem pole, but they're legit. So they'll teach you things. And now, one thing I would suggest, if you really want to learn from professional models and, like, get into it and just, like, have your foot already in the door, modeling schools are excellent, apparently.
Good networking possibilities.
Exactly. They'll hook you up with all the proper lingo, the necessary tools to do the runway and all that other stuff, and plenty of detail to really have your foot in the door for that agency that you actually want to. And 90% of them are probably hooked up to those, which is what we were just saying. So that's just something to be wary of. All right, again, all right. Moving on. Scams are a thing. But in real life, crimes sometimes pay in unnecessary means.
Behind bars today, David Pierce accused of manslaughter in a heinous crime that resulted in the death of two young women. Also arrested, Pierce's friends, Michael Ansbach and Brant Osborne, accessories in the crime, according to the LAPD. It happened last month after a girls' night out for victims Christy Giles and her friend Hilda Marcella Cabrales Arzola. They'd gone out to a nightclub and then to an after party. The next morning, police say masked men dumped Giles' body at a hospital in Culver City. The men were in a black Toyota Prius with no license plate. A few hours later, the same men were caught on camera doing the same thing with Cabrales Arzola, who was still alive when she was dumped at Kaiser Permanente in West LA. After being on life support for 10 days, she also died. Police believe both women were drugged and overdosed.
And what you just heard was just over, like, what was that, 2020? That was literally last year. That was last year. So just think about all the other stuff. And that was Los Angeles. So just think about all the other things that people have not reported or gone unsolved for, like, the past eon.
And had to be careful because, unfortunately, where the best modeling, you know, gigs and, you know, is that is where a lot of this stuff can't happen at. California, Los Angeles, New York City, Miami, Florida.
Because everybody wants to be famous, baby, but, you know, it's easily exploitable because, you know, at the end of the day, you want something and they know how to just pull those strings. So that being said, in other instances, sometimes, like, models are completely used for, like, nefarious purposes. Like, we would play you the video, but it's really no, it's more of a visual representation. I'll probably leave the link in the description so that you know. But at the end of the day, like, the whole scene of the YouTube video is just wildly, like, once you get to the end, you realize, like, wow.
The best use of a 360 angle view that I've ever seen.
And apparently this happens not often. This happens, like, out there in the big times more than people think.
Yeah.
It's just, like, you gotta look out for that, and if you feel uncomfortable, just book it.
Yeah, because basically it's them taking their advantage of that they want to be famous. They want to have this great, amazing, you know, opportunities to work with, you know, X, Y, and Z, and, you know, they They exploit that.
And that person is immune because they have so many people that
lawyers,
will say,
you money, know, power, influence.
So they easily just like, oh, yeah, no, that's, yeah, whatever. You can say I did this, but I didn't really do this. Whatever.
I got like 8 other people behind me that said I didn't do it neither. So it's like.
And that leads into a whole string of other stuff. Like,
you're dropping so many hints about this video. Definitely
check it out. Yeah, I had to link that. But stuff like that always happens. Not always. But, you know, it takes a brave few to stand up and say no. That's why the video was made in the first place. And stuff like human trafficking and fraud also, like, flow into that. So
definitely never give out your personal identification.
Never. Never. I cannot, like, with Instagram and all the bots going around, people, like, you just need to focus. Like, Instagram is supposed to be, you know, social media is supposed to be, you know, so y'all can connect, not to destroy one's life. That's how I see it, at the very least. I don't know about anybody else, but, like, I usually just be on there, you know, scrolling. It can be mind-numbing, yes, but at the same time, it can be very informational.
It depends on what you follow. You can be on Instagram for, like, 3 hours, but it's what content you consume in those 3 hours.
Man, listen, what is yours mostly comprised of? Mine is, like, modeling with photography, with... Like, yeah, mine usually isn't, like, all that extravagant anymore. It just gets to the bare bones. And cosplaying. Yeah. Con coming April 2022.
I got my 2 accounts or whatever. I got my rebranding one that's in most of it. And I got my personal account. I see more of my philosophy stuff and more of my spiritual stuff. And with my rebranding... I see more of my filmmaking and photography and models and everything. So,
which one would you say is like the most infamous in the modern crowd? Fraud? I would say fraud, human trafficking, murder. To be so harsh, but
I mean, you gotta
tell how it is.
I would say definitely fraud, then sex trafficking, then.
Yeah, because, like, that at the end of the day, like, it's really fucked up that the world has come to this conclusion about, you know, something that everyone, a representative, somebody to represent a brand, like, it has to come down to using them just as, like, a pawn.
As a piece of meat.
Yeah.
As a, you know, quick money scheme or whatever, because they can't do the work themselves.
Yeah. But at the end of the day, that's why we're telling you guys. And
you need to know these red flags.
Please, just listen. And for today, that's all the red flags we have. It's a lot of fraud. Like, if you want to look up, it's called FTC, Federal Trade, Federal Trade Commission. It'll look up modeling and learn about, you know, have a visual representation of all the scams of modeling and different signs that we went through. Just look it up on there. It'll have it period, point blank.
This is a better red flag book than what we have in real life. Can't tell all the red flags of a guy or girl or whatever.
Yeah, this is very true.
So, I wish we had that type of manual. So, yeah, I think that's pretty much everything that we have for you guys today. And thank you so much for being who you guys are, you jewels and gents, you great supporters, you Patreon subscribers, you. I appreciate you guys. I love you guys. And we will talk to you later, jewels and gents.
See ya.